A California woman is kidnapped in Africa.
Ugandan police say the kidnappers have issued a ransom demand of $500,000 after four armed men held up a group of foreign tourists in Uganda's most popular wildlife park, then captured a 35-year-old American woman and a local driver. The other tourists were left and raised the alarm.
Fox's Simon Owen. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Very active weather pattern for the next several days, and you can stay on top of it with our weather app, so get it on your phone or tablet today. It'll be a warm day today, high around 76. Scattered thunderstorms developing this afternoon and becoming more likely late in the afternoon and into the evening hours. And tonight, some of the storms could be on the strong side. Damaging wind gusts possible in a couple of the stronger cells. Low temperature tonight down to about 61. Tomorrow and Saturday, scattered thunderstorms are a good bet at times. High tomorrow, 80. Saturday's high, low 80s. Sunday, more thunderstorms developing. A few of those could also be on the strong side. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's. Plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-through window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
All right, guys, welcome back in. Dave Mallory. D-A-Y-B-E.
Now, why did you stop dancing when he looked at you?
Dude, they can't hear it anymore. I turned it...
Oh.
They can't hear it when the mics are on.
I got you.
You got feedback issues. 84 joins us in the program. We have a school group from Lee High School in the studio. And there are 5 students and 3 teachers. That's a heck of a ratio. It's getting out of control over there at Lee High School. We had more than 5 students in our classes when we had 3 teachers around. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. 84, did you just wander in?
Yeah. He haven't got nothing better to do. That's what I do, man.
Fair enough.
I think I made it here.
Well,
didn't have anything I gave you fair warning, though.
You told me you were on the way. You said you might come in.
Coming in hot.
It happens.
Always.
All right. Are you guys hot in here? It feels like it's 155 degrees in here. Yeah.
Well, it's normally so this, cold.
We've talked about this before. There are two temperatures in this studio.
Yeah.
937 degrees or 47 below zero.
I'm trying to find a story that's kid-friendly to cover. Hard to find something over under PG-13
Baron,
here.
When I was walking in and I saw the kids coming upstairs, I was like, I wonder what Baron's going to talk about.
I got fair warning ahead of time. There are high school kids coming in. Keep it clean.
I wasn't warned.
Well...
They didn't think I needed a warning, Baron.
That's part of it.
I'm always well-behaved.
Let's see here. I'm looking. I'm trying to find a child-friendly story.
Well, sorry, guys. Men, how about Auburn basketball?
It's been a long... Yeah, Auburn plays this week. Any Auburn fans in here?
Yeah.
No?
Not one. There's one.
And the first thing I said when I saw it, boy,
got an Oklahoma State fan over here. Not even a, you know, not even an Auburn fan.
Dave.
Oh, she's not a fan. Wrong.
She just likes the color orange.
You don't like Mike Gundy's mullet?
He's a man. He's 40.
He's actually 50
like, now. Are these people speaking English? I don't even know what they're talking about. What is going on here?
Dave, I have a Dave-specific story.
Dave.
And it's PG-13. It's actually PG. Fossils discovered from the day the dinosaurs died 66 million years ago.
All the murder birds.
When an asteroid hit the Earth. Apparently they found glass in their lungs and everything else. Would you like to be the one to break it to them, or would you like me to do it?
I think you should do it.
This didn't happen 66 million years ago.
Listen, man.
Dinosaurs had feathers.
They had a mullet.
They weren't lizards. They were birds.
Murder birds.
Anyway, that's what we do here. That's what we do. This is you cannot have more fun than this. All right? If you're looking for
legally
a career that pays next to nothing, go into radio. If you want to have fun and make no money.
Or literally nothing.
Or literally nothing.
Exactly. Nothing.
But anyway. But thank you guys for coming by. That was a lot of fun. We really enjoyed it. You guys come every year. It's one of my favorite days of the year.
Hope you learned.
I'm glad you guys came by. I need more warning next time so I can pick more PG stories. So we appreciate it, guys. I read stories like this, and the only thing I can think of is, why no hedging? Dave, you're right. You know how.
You know what it is?
Why no hedging?
So I actually, I remember, like, getting into this, I would say it was a deep philosophical conversation.
Yeah.
In college, because I was a journalism major.
Oh?
But really, it was me freaking out and being like, y'all have us doing, like, grammar exercises out of a workbook and then basically taking notation. And you know what you do? You, like, you talk to you. Like, let's say you and Clay have a differing opinion about some story.
Right.
I talk to you, and I print what you said. And I talk to Clay and print what he said. And it's like, I may know that the truth is 100% different from what both of you are saying, but I can't say it. Which is stupid.
Well, it's the difference between analysis and journalism.
Yeah, but also, like, I guess my thing is that, like, they don't encourage you to... To know things.
Well, here's an example of the journalism.
You're supposed to just be a cipher or something.
This is the USA Today. This is a newspaper that's widely circulated.
Owns the Montgomery Advertiser.
Gannett.
Has neutered the Montgomery Advertiser.
I'm going to read you a sentence and tell me.
Good writers.
Tell me how they know this. How can you state this with absolute certainty? 66 million years ago, in what's now North Dakota, a group of animals died together only a few minutes after a huge asteroid smashed into the Earth near present-day Mexico. They know that they know it well enough to not say we believe, think, scientists surmise, the general theory goes.
Alleged, I mean.
They just say 66 million years ago, this group of animals died together a few minutes after a huge asteroid smashed into what's now Mexico.
Have you ever heard of Ken Ham? Ken Ham is a creationist.
Oh, and I've not heard of him.
But anyhow.
Is that like Dak Ham?
No. that is his tagline. And he's from Australia. And he says, when he reads something like that, he says, how do you know? Were you there? Were you there?
Right.
You know, and so I get where you're coming from.
Well, I mean,
who was there to write it down?
Those dinosaurs.
I mean, just give me a semblance of hedging. Just a, we think, I mean, we believe. It probably happened. Scientists think this
way. We probably talk about it a little too much for the audience, frankly. But, I mean, there are people that believe that, like, that the pyramids were built by the actual Egyptian king.
Yeah, the losers.
Yeah.
Idiots.
But, I mean, there are people that believe that.
Morons.
Think, oh, well, you know, it was somehow they got worse at building them as they went along. Now, this first one.
The first one was
it's a line of magnetic north. Each point is, you know, a cardinal direction.
Yeah.
You know, when you add up the sides, it equals pi, blah, 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 whatever it is. But like,
and it's laser cut with precision inside.
But Khufu did that.
We don't have equipment today
that can do it.
That can build the inside of the pyramid. I'm not talking about the outside. With the precision cuts.
We can prove it. It's, you know.
They did it with a mallet. But we don't have anything today that can cut rock that way.
Right.
Scientists Friday announced.
But we can say definitively that 66 million years ago,
an asteroid.
These birds died after an asteroid hit Mexico.
It says this graveyard of fish, mammals, insects, and a dinosaur is a unique, first-of-its-kind discovery from the exact day that life on Earth changed forever.
75% of species died after that.
Unbelievable.
And they have definitive proof that. And the other thing is that the crater that they're talking about is it like the.
The Gulf of Mexico?
Is now in what's in the Gulf of Mexico.
Right.
So there's not even proof that that's the one.
Right.
They just like, we just really kind of think this. You know, it's our best guess. 66 million years ago.
So April 4th, 66 million BC.
This was written yesterday, so April 3rd.
The world changed.
In the interest of precision, Clay.
At the dig site, scientists found fish with hot glass in their gills from flaming debris that showered back down on Earth. Study co-author Jan Smit of the University of Amsterdam said his colleagues discovered charred trees, evidence of an inland tsunami, melted amber, and even dinosaur footsteps from just before their demise. How do you know all that? How do you know that the footsteps are from just before their demise?
Well, I mean, 65,999,951 years ago, Martin Luther King was shot.
That's a good point.
Or later.
Later.
You got to be precise.
Unbelievable. I the only reason I bring stories like this up is not to make fun of scientists. I'm all for science. I love science.
We like science. Science.
Big into science.
But
science people.
Throw in a hedging word every now and then.
I'm a scientist.
Well, they probably have video. It's the same person that videoed us landing on the moon. Video this asteroid.
Or the one lady that saw Obama's first certificate. Dying in the middle of the ocean.
Have you ever looked into that?
No, I know. You showed it to me on air, and I was
that
like...
That is the freakiest thing I've ever seen in my life.
You see a frogman come up and grab her leg.
There is not a day that has gone by since you showed me that I haven't thought specifically about that video.
Loretta Fuddy.
It blew my mind.
No, there is a frogman. There's a frogman that comes up out of the water, grabs her leg, and disappears. This is 30 minutes before the rescued. And then after the rescued, they're like...
20 miles off the island.
Did you guys see a frogman? Did you see a guy in a snorkel suit? I mean, a scuba suit? No.
No?
You didn't see a guy in a scuba suit? No. So what was he doing out there?
Did you see a sign out front?
I mean, it's unbelievable. The guys, this is unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable what people believe in this world. People believe Sirhan shot RFK.
They do.
I got to get that story, by the way. I got to print. I know where it is, actually. I'll find it online. It's,
Oh, man.
Oh, man. I just
the
realized
Doobie
something.
Brothers broke up. When did that happen?
Our number 272-9228, 16 minutes after 10 o'clock. So the lesson for today is not about dinosaurs, not about anything like that. It's about when you read the news, understand what you're reading.
When you read anything, just be skeptical, no matter what it is.
Right, because they do. They put forth opinion as
question
fact.
Everything.
Absolutely. It's someone's opinion that
and
this
you,
happened
and
66 million years ago.
Allow them to say that enough times, you can
it'll
say anything
fact.
Enough that you believe it.
Dinosaurs were not killed by an asteroid. Stop it. It's ridiculous. We'll be back. And don't you ever leave.
Someone to talk to. Lay down, Sally. No need to leave so Local Talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with an updated market report for real estate in the River Region. Sales for new and existing homes are up for our area. So far this year, sales and demand are up over 12% from the same time last year. The supply of homes is down 9% for 2019 over last year due to the fact that homes are selling faster, not staying on the market as long as they were last year. The buyers in the market now seek homes in stable areas that have been updated, clean, and well kept. Buyers in this market tend to shy away from as-is properties because of the expense of updating and upgrading the home after the closing. Buyers will pay more, research has shown, if owners repaint, upgrade appliances, professionally stage, and clean the home prior to the time they put them on the market. For an updated market report for your home, all you have to do is call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally, BoGoodson@charter.net.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
I'm Wiley Dempsey. I own Cartridge World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Minutes after 10 o'clock, amigos, our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. My friend Greg Wren over at Cornerstone Managing General Agency is saving people money on a daily basis. I mean, every single day he's going into businesses, every single day, finding more and more folks who can use a little extra coin in their pocket. Employees, employers, anybody who has employee benefits should be on the phone with him at some point. 356-1502. If you have employees. If you don't have employees, this ad really isn't for you. But if you have employees, and our numbers, when we get our ratings back, show a lot of business owners listen to this program. When you think about your business and you think, man, I got too much money at work. I got money just overflowing. I feel like Scrooge McDuck. I'm just swimming around in gold coins, money falling out of my pockets. If that's you, maybe you don't need to call Greg Wren. But if you know about signing both sides of a paycheck and times sometimes get a little lean and you'd love to offer your employees more, call him. 356-1502. 356-1502 or check him out online. CornerstoneMGA.com. CornerstoneMGA.com. 21 minutes now after 10 o'clock. You ever stayed in an Airbnb?
Yes.
I love it. I love Airbnb. It's one of the most convenient, wonderful systems I've ever used. I also sleep naked, so this story scares the hell out of me.
So they do prance for the camera?
I was reading The Atlantic. Airbnb.
Go on.
Airbnb.
The Atlantic.
Airbnb under fire for disturbing hidden camera incidents.
Well,
travelers staying in Airbnb rentals might want to think twice before traipsing around naked in somebody else's rental property.
Eh, whatever.
I stayed in an Airbnb not long ago, and they made me chili.
I feel like it's...
And it was good. It was good chili. They were from Cincinnati. They made good chili.
That's not chili.
Was it the with the pasta and the...
You watch your whore, man.
Was it
and
real?
The, and the cinnamon.
Cincinnati chili.
Had allspice and cinnamon and cocoa and noodles.
I actually like it. That, I just, you know, there's the people that are like, that's not chili.
Had cheese and red onions and sour cream it's to good. Put on top of it. It was dynamite.
It's good. I'm with Dave, though. That's not chili.
It's
that's,
Cincinnati chili.
Yeah.
They call it chili. It's something
Here
else.
Is the image from the moment.
It's meat sauce.
This is image from the moment these two found the camera in their room.
Hey, I know what that guy's saying.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, bleep. There's a camera.
But here's the thing, right?
Yeah.
If you're the guy that runs that Airbnb, like 1% of things that you see is what you are after.
Oh.
Like you're watching a lot of horrifying stuff.
Trust me, the guy who saw me sleeping in the bunk, because I sleep on top of the covers usually, or at least I might throw right. I'm one leg under
look,
the cover.
Look, we don't need to know all this, Baron.
Well, but I'm saying is, in the guy in the Airbnbs I stayed in, they didn't get what they wanted. Fire up the camera, Peggy! And then she looked at it, she's like, oh my God, Steve, back up! Get away from the camera! Turn it off! My eyes are burning!
Zookeeper, they're killing each other.
Now, I didn't know this, that on Airbnb, they are allowed to have cameras anywhere on their property, but you have to be warned there are cameras there and where they are. And you must click agree. I guess I've never stayed in one where they have that. But now, they're not allowed to put them in bathrooms or bedrooms, supposedly. But whatever. Cameras everywhere. 81 women sue California Hospital after they discovered they had put cameras in the delivery rooms. It's hard to think of a more vulnerable moment in life than giving birth.
And I'm not really sure why you would like to see that.
Scores of women have gone back to court alleging that a Southern California hospital that installed hidden cameras in three labor and delivery rooms.
Man, I got 36 hours of crowning. I mean, like, just stop.
Violated their privacy while they were emotionally and physically exposed and at their most vulnerable. They said they did it to stop theft. I guess people were stealing blankets and pillows and stuff. But come on. Generally speaking, if someone's going to be naked in or around where you have a camera aimed, it's a good idea not to do it. So it's just general. I mean, that's just when you should probably say, you know what? Theft is a problem, but we're going to have to find a different way to address it. We're going to have to come in multiple times, search people's stuff when they leave. But we can't run cameras through the labor and delivery room.
Or just
36
charge them for the... blankets?
Yeah, count the stuff when it's there and charge them when it's gone.
And count before and after.
People don't pay their hospital bills.
Probably a little less than the camera system.
Says although the
charge the insurance. I'm just hide it in the, you know.
Yeah.
$870 for a Tylenol.
Right.
Including all the blankets.
Instead of $850, just charge $875.
Yeah. Says the cameras were intended to record only individuals in front of the anesthesia carts removing drugs.
Oh, you know, if I see an anesthesia cart.
That's bizarre. Our number 272922.
I mean, basically, if it can happen, people will make it weird. It's like, what's the...
This is the camera segment. I got one more camera story.
Yeah,
what are you talking about if people can make it
weird? It's like there's like rule 43 from the internet. You know what that is?
No.
If it exists, there's
it's
porn
on the internet?
Of it. There's porn of it.
Oh, there's porn of it?
anything you can think of.
It's because they're into horses. Love horses.
I'm just saying.
Not saying he's into horses, but...
Scientists.
But he sure looks like he loves horses.
Big science people. Into science.
Robert Kraft's lawyers challenging a fake bomb threat used to install hidden cameras at a rub and tug.
I do what?
The police used a fake bomb threat to access the property to install hidden cameras that were used to catch all these people that got caught up in the Robert Kraft deal.
That sounds like a black bag job.
What does that mean?
Like unauthorized.
Oh, you mean
like
the police department wouldn't have been in on that?
Or like, do they have a warrant?
don't know.
And so, wait, so you're, I mean, it is Florida, so throw logic and reason out the window. And
I've lived there twice, thank you.
I get it.
And I left, so now there's no logic and reason.
But you're telling me that these guys are like, we got to get a camera in this rub and tug, Judge. This is how we're going to do it. I know that
we're going to call in a bomb threat.
I know that last year. I know that last year, 50 kids died at this at this school. But we're going to call it a bomb threat. And then while everybody's going crazy and the guys are running out half naked, our cops are going to go in the back door because they couldn't have walked through the. Well, I mean, I guess they went through the front door because they were inspecting for the bomb.
Yeah.
Did they send a little robot in there? I mean, I need more details here, Baron. That's all I'm saying.
It says Kraft was busted in February. He's 77 years old. He's a billionaire.
Let the man die with dignity.
A 77-year-old billionaire that a rub and tug. But anyway, he was busted in February along with 24 other men for allegedly receiving sexual favors at the Orchids of Asia Day Spa in Jupiter, Florida.
That's better than Lucky Seven.
Jupiter police got a warrant to install the cameras, and Kraft's lawyers wrote in Tuesday's motion that police convinced a judge to sign off on a secret filming with a claim, quote, founded on a fiction that human trafficking was suspected at the spa. After a health inspector checked out the spa at the request of law enforcement, Kraft's lawyers wrote on Tuesday police made a, quote, reckless leap over to human trafficking based on supposed evidence inside the spa consisting of things such as observing a refrigerator stocked with foods, two beds, and clothing.
Well, sometimes after those actions, you get a little hungry.
I've been known to raid the fridge 10 or 20 minutes later.
Were there packs of cigarettes as well?
Kraft's attorneys describing the filing how police were able to obtain their warrant through a legal filing dubbed the JPD installs hidden cameras through a fake bomb threat. Police caused a phony suspicious package warning to be issued for the spa in order to force an evacuation so the police could install hidden cameras inside several of its private massage rooms as well as the lobby. According to Kraft's attorney, such sneak and peek warrants are constitutionally problematic and should only be reserved for extraordinary circumstances versus misdemeanor acts of prostitution.
That's what I'm saying.
Amen.
Who's the judge that signed off on the warrant?
He just wanted to see the footage.
Yeah. Some perv judge.
I heard about this hospital in Southern California.
Are you staying in an Airbnb?
Is there a way that we can find jurisdiction over this Airbnb case so I can get all the discovery? I'm going to need to look at every video before I can rule.
Alone.
I'll be in my chambers.
Like Randall yesterday.
I'm in the bathroom.
Like Randall yesterday saying, I'm going to replay this in the bathroom.
Easy, man.
I saw old Randall last night.
Where was he?
Out in Palma.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Oh, good for Randall. Good for Randall. That was the camera segment. You know, I see enough news every day. I could do whole camera segments every day.
Well,
don't do things you don't want on camera.
Yeah, you're probably being filmed.
I mean, everywhere. Everywhere. All right, our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228.
Still not playing my song.
And yet, Baron, we have no footage of that dude in Las Vegas.
Oh, no! No!
Great point.
We can do a camera segment every day.
Except
for that day.
Except for October 2017. Had he been in an Airbnb, we'd have the whole thing on footage.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers, and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Computer screen just turned blue, black, network slow, hacked, ransomware. Listen, your business relies on technology. You don't need to know how it works. You just need it to work. Well, Bachelor Technologies has a team of engineers who do know. Bachelor will keep your systems up and running smooth 24/7. System monitoring, backups, maintenance. Go to wearebt.com and learn more. Bachelor Technologies. Learn more at wearebt.com.
Wage from $12 an hour up to $13 starting in June. Carlos Ghosn, the former head of Nissan, has been arrested again in Japan on new charges. Ghosn was out on bail living in a Tokyo apartment waiting for trial on charges of financial misconduct. Sears is about to open some new stores. The Sears Home and Life locations will sell appliances, mattresses, and home services. They will be in addition to Sears' remaining 425 stores. And Hunt's tomato paste is being recalled because it could contain mold. Parent company ConAgra says the recall includes 6-ounce cans of no-salt added tomato paste that could have become damaged in the canning process. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Experts warn of a stock market crash any day now, and you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings again. But you don't have to lose a penny. There's a better, safer way to save for retirement, and you can learn about it in a free report. This method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Very active weather pattern for the next several days, and you can stay on top of it with our weather app, so get it on your phone or tablet today. It'll be a warm day today, high around 76. Scattered thunderstorms developing this afternoon and becoming more likely late in the afternoon and into the evening hours. And tonight, some of the storms could be on the strong side, damaging wind gusts possible in a couple of the stronger cells. Low temperature tonight down to about 61. Tomorrow and Saturday, scattered thunderstorms are a good bet at times. High tomorrow, 80. Saturday's high, low 80s. Sunday, more thunderstorms developing. A few of those could also be on the strong side. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Guys, welcome back in. 36 minutes now after 10 o'clock.
It wasn't me. It was the bullet that did it.
I didn't kill anybody. You were holding the knife. Well, the knife killed him. Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, by the way. Let's see here. 36 minutes after 10 o'clock. Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Guys, go by there. Clay and I were just talking off air the other day about Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall and all the incredible things you find over there. He's a lot like I am. When he got a little time to kill in the afternoon,
He'll just wander in there. And the last time I was in there, you know what I found? I found a dresser, a hardwood dresser, like an antique heirloom quality dresser. And I looked at this thing and I thought, I wonder if I could even get this in the back of a truck. And I went to pick it up. You're talking about not particle board.
And now you have a hernia.
Oh, my goodness. This thing.
Oh, and Baron is a big fan of super heavy furniture. Let me tell you, brother.
Well,
there's a lot of truth to that.
It is a lot of truth. And super big furniture that won't go out the door.
Well, that's correct. Both things are true on both counts, sir.
Does he buy them before measuring the door? Because, you know, we might do that at my house.
I'll pause the Eastbrook commercial for a second. Clay helped me move a red couch that was 7 feet long,
mm-hmm.
and somehow it came out of a 6'11" door frame.
It happens.
But no, the question is, how did it get in there? Because we sure as hell couldn't get it out of there. I contemplated grabbing a hacksaw and cutting it in half.
And he almost lost a hand.
That's
in
true.
The process.
Yeah, I mean, my hand was crushed.
Because I went full up karate kick on it, and it finally emerged into the hallway.
But I remember when it went in there, it just went in nice and smooth. It grew. It had to have grown, or else the door frame shrunk, one or the other. Anyway, back to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. I saw this piece of furniture, this dresser in there, and I thought, this is the way furniture was envisioned to be invented. Real pieces of hardwood, stained, looking good, absolutely flawlessly put together. This was a work of art. This wasn't a piece of furniture. And I thought, you know what? This place is full of stuff like this. Dishes, cookware,
that's what,
clothing.
When Sid moved down to Troy, that's what she decorated her apartment with, because she wanted this. And she found it really is a dadgum good looking. It's an old distressed wood frame mirror that she's got in her room that she uses. And, I mean, it's gorgeous. It's that old antique looking, like the panel windows. You know, the 9-panel window deals, and they've got all kind of great stuff out there. The cast iron skillets, pre-seasoned, everything's ready to go.
Ready to go.
I'm glad one person found humor in my rub and tug transitioning to Michael Jackson's Beat It. Our number 272-9228, if you... I can't believe it got past you two. 272-9228 if you want to...
well, I'm still waiting on my Beastie Boys.
Which song? Paul Revere? Yeah. That's right. I'll play it. I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
I have that album on the vinyl as we speak. Sitting on the record player.
Remember what I told you about signaling? Horses, Paul Revere.
Paul Revere was big into horses.
I mean, it's right there in the, you know.
The history records, he rode a horse. I mean, it's right there. Reparations bill wins new momentum in Congress, and I have a solution. I say we let them pass it.
Yeah?
We let the Democrats pass reparations.
Go on.
In order to qualify for reparations, you must submit to a DNA test, to 23andMe or Ancestry.com or one of these things, because when you do that, you will find out that every single person is like 1% African. Every single person. I don't care how white you look. I don't care if you came from Norway last week. You got at least 1% African if you take these 23andMe. And I want my reparations. My people have been oppressed. It's been bad.
As white as you are, you may be 0.5%.
No, it's 1%. I promise you. It's got to be in there. I'm as white as Cory Booker. I mean, I'm as black as Cory Booker. He's pretty white.
I'm not touching this one.
I am blacker than Elizabeth Warren is Indian.
That's probably true.
I guarantee you. It's just reality. This is the way human history develops. I'm telling you, I cannot wait. I want to do that cryogenically frozen thing just for one reason only. I want to come back 400 years from now when everyone in America looks about the same, you know.
Everybody goes back to being mid-brown.
Yes.
Like we were originally.
Right. And it's going to be like a nice, light, chocolate, milky color. Everybody's going to be the same color. And there's going to be very little racial distinction. There'll be slight shades here and there based on how much sun somebody got that day. But there'll be very little differences. There won't be blondes and redheads. Those will all be gone. Everybody will have some sort of a light brown or a mid-brown hair. And when that happens, I want to know what liberalism looks like without racism. I want to know, is there a Democrat Party still? And what form of liberalism? Because there's always going to be some form of liberalism trying to take over people's lives. What do they use if they don't have racism? If they don't have the ability to try to pit two races against each other, what are they using to try to get power?
Gender.
You think there'll still be a gender in 400 years?
What, we're all going to be trans?
That won't last but one generation.
When you're born, they give you duct tape and a pair of scissors. You can do whatever you want with
it. They have labs for that now, Clay.
But I'm just telling you. I don't know what they're going to do on this reparations thing. What percentage does 23andMe have to say you are in order to qualify? Because why would Mariah Carey qualify and I don't qualify? I'm telling you, I'm getting to the bottom of this. One way or the other, I'm going to get to the bottom. Our number 272-9228. I mean, would late Michael Jackson qualify?
I don't know.
Does Thriller Michael Jackson qualify?
Yes.
What about Bad? What about History?
Yes.
See? Everybody knows that one. Our number 272-9228. You guys don't want to touch this.
Nope.
Too scared. That's all right. Brussels finally getting some common sense. This 5G technology scares the hell out of me. Brussels had a pilot project to provide 5G wireless internet, and they have halted it over health concerns for their citizens. This according to the Brussels Times. I am scared to death of this. There's already enough evidence of 4G out there causing problems. But 5G, now I'll give you an example of how this works. 4G uses between 1 and 5 gigahertz, which can penetrate the human body. 5G uses between 24 and 90 gigahertz frequency. Within the RF radiation portion of the electromagnetic spectrum, the higher the frequency, the more dangerous it is to living organisms. So if there's any problem at all with 1 to 5 gigahertz, what the hell's going to happen with 25 to 90 gigahertz?
We all going to die!
And you know all those towers all over the country? You see them all over the place. You're driving, they're super high. They're going to have to put 5G towers because that 24 to 90 gigahertz frequency doesn't travel nearly as far. They're going to have these like every third block all over the country. I'll remind you of what I said when these started going up back in the 1990s. I could see one from my porch. And my then girlfriend, now wife, lived on the, we shared a balcony. And I remember looking out and seeing one of those towers going up. And I told her, I said, those are locator towers. See, Dave, I've been weird from the beginning.
I get it.
And you've been right from the beginning.
I'm here for it, Baron.
She said, no, Baron, those are cell phone towers. I said, those are locator towers. Yeah, I said, those are locator towers. This was before GPS on the phones.
Right.
They had to triangulate you based on three, they could tell how far away you were from any given tower. And they could use three towers to tell where you were exactly. Or within, 100 feet. Now they have GPS that can tell where you are within, like, a meter.
Your phone know where you're going.
Scary just, how close.
Just wait. Try to get away from the government. Try to hide when there's a cell phone tower every third block.
Try to hide your kids and your wife.
Try to hide when
that
there's a cell phone tower.
That is just dumb.
Every third block. You will not be able to hide. This hour of the program brought to you by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. 567-4223. Someone just yesterday called me and said, Baron, what is the name and what's the number to Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage? I said, it's 567-4223. Why? Why? Why would you need to know that? And they said, because I am about to save money on a refinance.
That's right.
Trying to get that refi.
Well, good. That's what you should do.
Call over there and talk to Madeline. She'll take care of you.
They have such good staff over there.
She is sweet as sugar, too. You love Madeline.
Great people. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. You can also check her out on the web, alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. Or NMLS number 1586368. She's Nick Bosland. Did I ever say that already? Yeah, sorry about that.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
With WOW's super fast internet, bundled with their most popular TV package starting at just $84.99 a month, I can catch up on last season? Wow. Catch the next season? Wow. Catch all the buzzer beaters? Wow. And catch up with my crew? Whoa. Now that's WOW. Get choice. Get value. Get WOW. Call 1-855-WOWWAY2 or visit wowway.com for details. Limited time offer requires 2-year agreement, auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change, prices exclude taxes and fees. New customers only.
Join Vocal, Victims of Crime and Leniency, on April 12th at the Attorney General's Office in downtown Montgomery for a special program to recognize Crime Victims Week. Vocal, its partners, and crime victims will pay tribute to those lost to violent crimes and recognize the gains in victims' advocacy that Vocal has championed for since 1982. For more details on services, vigils, and general information, visit VocalOnline.org or call 800-239-3222.
Bill's Electrical Service, to whom may I direct your call?
To Bill?
Oh, one moment. This is Bill speaking.
Hello, Bill. I was just wondering if your company has a drug testing program.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, it seems kind of important.
It is important. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. And if a technician isn't thoroughly trained and mentally sharp, the results can be disastrous.
You know what? Never mind, Bill. I'll just call Crosby Electric.
Now, hold on there. Truth is, I get tested every month.
Oh.
Yeah, my parole officer will bust me if I don't.
Oh.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, technicians have to undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and ongoing safety training.
So, what were you in for, Bill?
Well, they called it arson, but it was an accident. I just got my wires crossed. Hello? Hello?
To protect your home and your family, always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-through window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Brothers you know so well. It started way back in history with that Rob and me.
My team.
And had a little horsey named Paul Revere. Just me and my horsey and a
I played this last week or two, a couple weeks ago. And somebody, was it last week?
Or 2 weeks ago, yeah.
Somebody said they downloaded the whole album after hearing it.
I don't blame them. And had never heard it before, or just like, got back into it?
Yeah, they just said I hadn't heard it for years. I forgot about it. Downloaded the whole album.
The opening song where they used the Moby Dick drums.
Yes.
Bananas.
What's it called? Yep. Something and Something.
Rhyming and Stealing?
Yeah, Rhyming and Stealing. I don't know why they couldn't. Oh, what a great song. Our number 272-9228, 10 minutes now before the top of the hour. We'll head back to the phones in a moment. I do want to tell everybody about Brian Carr and Brett Lanham over on Atlanta Highway. New Look Decorating. Guys, I don't want to be the one to tell you this. But I've been in your houses. And it's time to touch up just a little bit. Just a little bit. Don't get too carried away, but just a little bit. Brian Carr and Brett Lanham over at New Look Decorating, they love to make paint. That's what they do. They make paint for a living. They love making paint. They love making paint because it makes people happy when you find the right color. You get the right exact match. You get the exact color combination, the difference between the trim and the paint on the walls, the difference between the walls and the ceiling, the difference between this room and that room. When it comes together and it's perfect and it looks so good and you just think, killed it, nailed it, this is exactly right. Then you've got a home you can be proud of. Plus, you've got those high-quality Benjamin Moore paints on the wall. And you can't get those just anywhere. The only one place in Montgomery you can get the high-quality Benjamin Moore paint. It's the highest quality paint imaginable. And you can get it right at New Look Decorating on the Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends into it. And there's a Goo Goo car wash right there. Turn in like you're going to the car wash and bzzz. Take it to the right, and you'll see Benjamin Moore. High-quality new paint, New Look Decorating.
What noise is that your car makes when you take a right turn?
Bzzz. A la derecha.
Okay. Just one. And the rumor is that there's possibly sometimes co-host of this program there at this very minute getting some Benjamin Moore paint.
It happens.
And has actually finally decided to hire somebody to finish painting her dad blame house. Possibly. Rumor.
She first came on the air like 2 or 3 years ago.
7 years ago.
And she said...
It was before you were even on the air.
She said she was starting to paint her entryway.
And then I asked her a week or two ago, so how's that entryway look? She says, it's almost done. And I thought, oh.
I got distracted.
It happens. It happens. Randall.
Hey.
Hey.
On the cell phone.
Randall's going to breeze by like he didn't say he was going to replay yesterday's show in the bathroom. Randall, how was it?
How was it?
Yeah, well, no, never mind. Go ahead.
Warren Buffett. If Warren Buffett will not tow, he will not have nothing but a flip phone. If that man won't have nothing but a flip phone, that ought to tell you something.
He's old.
Well, no, I don't think that's why. He knows. He's not that old. He knows what's up. I mean, he ain't stupid. He knows how dirty them folks are and how they watch us. It's like Baron said, they put 5G every three blocks. I mean, you might as well have videos going 24/7. I mean, that's crazy.
What they want it for is because you'll have constant video surveillance. Right now, there's not the bandwidth to do constant video surveillance. You can't surveil every square inch of this country on the current infrastructure. We don't have the infrastructure for it. But when you have 5G, you'll be able to. You will have video surveillance of indoors and outdoors. You will have the capacity anyway. Should anyone for whatever reason want to do this, you will have the bandwidth capacity to do complete video and sound surveillance of every square inch of this country.
And yet somehow, if I went to Clay's house, my phone wouldn't work.
Because that's not what they're using it for.
So. I guarantee you, when you cross Pentlala Creek, the phone will shut off.
Well, hold on. Why do you have to cross Pentlala Creek? You live north of Pentlala Creek.
It goes around me. I'm coming into town. I have to cross it.
Oh, Lord. Will another phone tower where you at work, or does it 5G is the only thing going to correct that? That's what I want to know. They just too lazy saying they don't want to put up no more phone towers because they're trying to get us on this 5G. Or if they just put a phone tower, then they speak.
I don't know the answer to that.
Okay.
I feel bad for all these companies that invested all this money in phone towers and then they're going to be worthless.
I mean, that's like saying you regret buying that VCR DVD combo. Like, I mean, okay, but you did.
Yeah,
you know, that's just the way that it works. And they'll just upgrade the cell towers.
Yeah. Hey, appreciate you, Cole.
Yeah, it'll just be a simple upgrade. The infrastructure of a tower, I mean, that's your cost. I mean, they replace those freaking antennas.
No, but these towers aren't going to be those giant towers. These are 20 feet tall.
Hang it on the side.
A friend of mine that used to do, like, insurance defense for, like, big time, you know, like, for, like, pharmaceutical companies and stuff, he told me one time, he said, assume that every room is bugged and that behind every light fixture there's a camera.
Really?
Everywhere you go.
No kidding.
But he's not paranoid.
There's a difference between being paranoid and perceptive.
I mean, I was like that, but I was like, whoa. I mean, I thought I was out there, but I kind of believe him.
Yeah.
What's up? Saying hi to the camera.
But, I mean, that's just a fact of life. I mean, that's...
Well, Dave, we're in a radio studio. You don't have to worry about being bugged in here.
Oh, you know?
I mean, that's just the world we live in now.
I mean,
your freaking TV can watch you while you're, you know, watching it.
No, your smart TV looks at you. It has a camera in there that can look at you. And listens.
Oh, your phone listens. Have you ever not had a conversation about something, and when you hit Google, you punch one letter, and the entire conversation comes up?
Well, but I actually know how that happens. They record you.
Yeah, exactly. We could talk about Caterpillar Earth Movers. And you will have a pop-up ad about Caterpillar Earth Movers at some point
today. If they've paid for an ad recently.
But you know what? It's because they got to be perceptive enough to know that you need a Caterpillar Earth Mover. See, if you're doing your job, it's like they call them ambulance chasers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the good lawyer gets there before the ambulance.
Our number
272-9228.
2-2-8. 4 minutes now for the top of the hour.
You know, call in with anything. You know,
a guy from the United Kingdom went from Africa. He was in Ethiopia at a Rastafarian millennium.
Oh,
and he left from Ethiopia and he flew into Dubai. Inside his luggage, on the bottom of his shoe, was a speck of green leafy substance that ended up weighing 0.003 grams. They tested it. It was marijuana.
Executed him.
4 years in jail.
Well,
that's about right.
4 years in jail for a speck of marijuana.
Because he stepped on a piece of weed.
He was coming from a Rastafarian convention. What the hell do you think he stepped on? Probably didn't have a choice. UAE. I don't know why we trust people like that.
Yeah.
People are awful. Let's see here. Oh, speaking of UAE. We have confirmation Nelly Orr lied to Congress about her ham radio license.
The lovely Nelly Orr.
Isn't she so beautiful?
She is beautiful. Look at that picture.
What a lovely.
How do you think the
Have you seen the Stone Cold Fox?
How do you think the St. Lunatics are doing these days, guys?
Look how beautiful she is. She is such
lovely,
a gorgeous, gorgeous woman.
She's not wearing the Band-Aid on her face anymore?
No. She testified in front of Congress. Here is how it went. How long have you had a ham radio? Well, I bought it shortly after I got my ham license. I'm guessing it is 2015, but I don't remember exactly. It was, you know, in 2014, I was underemployed. I had some time, and I took a community emergency response team training. And, you know, it was just something sponsored by the DHS and the local fire department, you know, taught these courses, and they said, hey, if you're going to be helping with community response in case of an emergency, why don't we have, you know, some people take ham radio lessons in case the communication towers go out. So I took a ham radio class. I passed the test. Question. So you're obtaining of a radio, and you're taking the class, and you're sitting for the exam, and ultimately passing and receiving the license. It had nothing to do with your employment at Fusion GPS. Answer, it was well before.
No.
Question, well before? Answer, yeah.
Well before.
The reality is, it was in May of 2016, long after she started working for Fusion GPS.
What would they possibly have to do with each other?
You know, I'm doing background research on some stuff going on in Russia. About that time, I decided to take up ham radio.
That and ciphers. You know, I was learning ciphers, you know, ham radio.
Learning Navajo.
I was learning Navajo code talking.
You know, just
normal stuff. I mean, who doesn't?
Look, Dave.
DHS was because, you know, I'm always like, you know, I wonder if DHS is sponsoring our course in how to be a ham radio operator.
Well, I mean, look at it this way. Baron, you get fired today. You go downstairs, yes, and Rick says, you're out of here.
You're out.
What are you going to do?
I take up ham radio.
Exactly.
I'll be underemployed.
Who wouldn't?
I'd be the most listened to
the
ham radio.
The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. Good night, America.
All of a sudden, two nuclear bombers are activated in Estonia.
I mean, the thing, the, the, the